Hello everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law, and today we're delving into the intricate world of estate management, focusing on the crucial role of special administrators and how they handle specific tasks within an estate. So what exactly is a special administrator? Think of them as temporary guardians appointed by the court to oversee particular aspects of an estate. Their responsibilities range from verifying a decedent's assets, accounting for them, to protecting and representing the estate in legal matters. Essentially, special administrators ensure the estate's stability and safeguard its best interests. Now, how do special administrators differ from personal representatives? Personal representatives manage the entire estate, while special administrators are appointed for specific, often temporary, tasks. Their authority is limited to the scope of these tasks, making their appointment more focused and time-bound. But when do you need a special administrator? Situations like unknown estate composition, urgent asset protection, legal representation, delayed letters, lack of authorized administrators, and objections to probate may call for their expertise. Let's talk about the appointment process. It involves filing a petition for special administration, providing necessary documentation, and notifying relevant parties. The court evaluates the need and considers objections, leading to a court hearing to assess the necessity and best interests of the estate. Proper adherence to these procedures is crucial for a seamless transition and to mitigate potential legal issues. Once appointed, special administrators take on various responsibilities, from overseeing asset management, initializing legal actions, providing accounting of financial transactions, making decisions on estate assets, to representing the estate in legal matters. They also collect debts owed to the estate, address claims against it, and ensure valid claims are paid before distributing assets to beneficiaries. As the special administration process nears its conclusion, termination involves fulfilling obligations or completing specific tasks. Before termination, final accounting and asset distribution must take place to ensure the proper accounting and distribution of the estate's assets and liabilities. Special administrators can also be discharged through a court order, estate closure, or resignation, signifying the end of their responsibilities. Navigating the legal aspects of special administration can be complex, especially when disputes and objections arise. In such cases, it's essential to attempt negotiation or mediation first, and if it fails, parties may submit a petition to the court for resolution. Seeking legal assistance is crucial in dealing with these complexities, providing expertise, tailored advice, efficiency, error prevention, and peace of mind throughout the special administration process. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comments section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.